Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Sandra. I'm gonna assist you today.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing today, Sandra?
I'm fine.
My
How are
name's...
you?
Oh, I'm all right, I guess. Just getting through a hellacious move, which is part of why I'm calling today, Sandra. I need to see about getting my collections addresses changed. And there's one of the collections that I signed up for back in December. I still haven't received the first package from it, so I need to inquire about that. And I think that's all I needed to do.
You have your customer ID number?
Oh. I sure don't.
Can I have the phone number associated with your order?
Yes, ma'am. Area code 980-285-9009.
That's 980-285-9009.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to place you on the brief hold. I want to try to locate your account.
Alrighty, thank you. I smoked too much.
System is still trying to locate an account for you. Thank you for holding.
Oh, sure. I appreciate your help. Yeah, we just got through with a hellacious move, and we were moving between like the 300-mile area, and we made like four or five trips before the movers came and got everything that was major, and I'll tell you about killed us. We've only been here now about, this is our third full day here, so.
Thank you for honing for me, sir. Now, your phone number pulled up an account for the Star Trek XL Starships. And the Star Trek Discovery Starship Collection.
Yes, ma'am. And I should also have one out there for the regular Star Trek Starship Collection as well.
Yes, sir, you do.
Okay. Yeah, I should actually have two of the regular ships, two of the Discovery, and I should have one of the XL. Because two of the subscriptions I'm getting for my daughter. She's turned out to be a Trek nut just like Daddy.
Now, which order are you saying that you didn't receive your items in? I have to pull the orders up individually.
I understand. The only one I hadn't received yet was the XL edition from back in December. And,
let me pull that order up for you,
sure,
and I'll be able to help you.
Yes, ma'am. We'll take them one at a time. I appreciate your time. I really do. Oh, getting everything straightened out from this move has been hellacious.
Thank you for holding for me. Can you verify the name and address?
Okay. The name is Brian Robel, B-R-I-A-N-R-O-B-E-L. And the address is my old address. I'm not there now. It's 317 Tomberlin Road, Mount Holly, North Carolina. And zip code is 28120.
Thank you for verifying the information. For me, this is
definitely
for the Star Trek XL Starship Collection,
mm-hmm.
and it's for
mm-hmm.
the first issue. Shows that that hadn't even been shipped out to you yet.
Yeah, but I got charged for it back in December, so I was just kind of wondering about that.
Yeah, so they put that pre-authorization on your card, and they send you an email once they ship that item out to you. Now, do you need to update your address when you're on the phone with me now?
Yes, ma'am, I do with all of them, yeah.
What's your new address?
My new address is 710 Big Hill Road. It's two words, Big Hill. And that's in Aurora, A-U-R-O-R-A, North Carolina. And the zip code is 27806.
Okay, that's 710 Big Hill
mm-hmm.
Road,
B-I-G-H-I-L-L-R-O-A-D.
The city is Aurora, A-U-R-O-R-A.
Yes, ma'am.
North Carolina. zip code 27286.
Nope, 27806.
Okay. 27806.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let me place you on the brief hold while the system updates that information.
All righty, sure thing.
Thank you for holding for me, sir, and I updated that address for you.
Great, thank you.
And now you need to check on your next shipments, you stated?
Yeah, I need to make sure that all the addresses are correct before they go out to the get shipped. And I think one of them might already have been shipped. If it had, I need to see if there's some way to get it rerouted.
We can just reship it out to you. The next shipment showing is the Star Trek Discovery Starship Collection.
Yeah.
Hold on just 1 second.
Okay.
Thank you for holding it for me, sir. And it
definitely.
It does show your name. Indeed, I already update that address. Shows that item went out on January the 25th, so we have to put in a reship for you.
Okay.
And place you on the brief hold while I do that for you.
All righty.
Thank you for holding for me, sir. And the system sent out a second shipment for you. They're pulling up your next orders for you. I had to pull them up one at a time.
Yes, I understand. Not a problem. I appreciate your help. I'll be the most patient customer you have all day, I promise you.
Thank you for holding it for me. Now the next account I pulled up was for another Star Trek Starship collection, and you need to update that address.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's going to be 710 Bilkia Road, Aurora, North Carolina, 27806.
That's correct.
Place you on a brief hold. Let me update that information.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you for holding it for me, sir. System updated that information. Going to your next account.
Yes, ma'am. I really appreciate this. This must be a pain in the butt, but I really appreciate it.
is still loading up the account for me, sir. Thank you for holding.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I appreciate your help.
Thank you for holding for me, sir. And it shows
yes,
they
ma'am.
Changed the address on the Star Trek XL Starships, Star Trek
mm-hmm.
Discovery Starships, Star Trek
mm-hmm.
Starship Collection, Star Trek
mm-hmm.
Discovery Starship Collection.
Mm-hmm.
Four orders.
There should have been a fifth for the regular ship collection, not the Discovery. I know there was two of those, but there were supposed to be two of the regular ship, too.
It has one that says the credit was suspended, but it updated that address also.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay, great.
It shows that account has declined.
Oh,
I just
really?
Clicked on that address. Yes, sir. It updated the information for me for the address, but it stated
mm-hmm.
that account was declined because
oh.
they attempted to charge you three
mm-hmm.
times, and when it didn't go through, they automatically canceled that account.
Huh. Well, that's weird. Can we get that reinstated? Or
you have to provide me with a new credit card number.
Okay, give me just a second. Let me run in and get my wallet. Let's see here. Now, where did I put my wallet? That's a good question. Must have left it in my office. I thought it was just in my office. I thought it was in my bedroom. Sorry. Hold on just a second. Gotta be around here somewhere. Where the hell is it hiding? Ah, there you are. Hard to see something when it's something else is sitting on top of it. Okay. I've got a card number for you whenever you're ready.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, it's going to be 5312-5700-1450-5725.
And for security purposes, could you repeat that card number for me?
Sure. It's 5312-5700-1450-5725.
And what's the expiration date on that card?
That's going to be 1223.
Okay. 1223. Place on the brief overall system updates and information for you.
All right.
Thank you for holding it for me, sir. And the system
yes, ma'am.
Updated that information for you and it reactivated that account.
Okay, great. And is the address updated as well on that one, or do we need to change that as well?
No, the address updated on that account also.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Well, Sandra, I want to thank you so much for all your help today. I really do.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling the Moore Customer Service. You have a good evening.
You too. Have a blessed day and be safe.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, hon.